Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. Thank you for joining me again today. Today, we're continuing our discussion about whether your home may be making you sick, or more specifically, about whether the things that you're bringing into your home may be making you sick. Have you ever heard the term off-gassing, or some people refer to it as out-gassing? Off-gassing is the release of chemicals from materials. Cleaning products, now I talked about those in yesterday's podcast, can be a source of off-gassing. Other sources include furniture, upholstery, plastic, paints, clothing, cosmetics, carpeting, mattresses, and vinyl products. Now, when materials give off this gas, they emit volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. The EPA estimates that VOC concentrations in indoor air are typically 2 to 5 times higher than those found in outdoor air. That means that your home may be up to 5 times unhealthier than the air outside. Now, because so many products today contain VOCs, it's almost impossible to totally avoid off-gassing altogether. And you may already have a lot of things in your home that are giving off these VOCs, and you certainly can't replace everything in your home. However, as an educated, empowered consumer, you can make some smarter choices to help make your home healthier. Now, about those most common sources of off-gassing, let's talk about a few. Almost everybody has in their home a mattress. So mattresses are key sources of off-gassing. Now here's something that is particularly disturbing. One research team found that VOC levels were much higher in crib mattresses, and that contributes to much higher VOC levels in a sleeping infant's breathing zone when compared to the bulk room air of the rest of the area where the infant is. And so that means that a baby might be exposed to twice the VOC levels as somebody just standing in their room. And because babies take in a higher air volumes per body weight than adults, and because they tend to sleep more than adults do, babies can have up to 10 times more inhalation exposure to VOCs than adults if they have a mattress that is off-gassing. Cars, that new car smell, can actually be hazardous to your health. Have you ever gotten a headache after you bought a new car? It could be from off-gassing. Electronics. The electronics in your home can be a source of off-gassing. A UC Berkeley study found that office electronics, like computers and printers, especially the newer ones, may emit a wide range of VOCs that can accumulate in the air at potentially harmful room concentrations. Other common household products that we all have in our homes that contain VOCs include paint, the paint on your walls, dryer sheets, air fresheners, nail polish remover, cosmetics and personal care products, markers, Sharpies, art supplies, shower curtains, baby furniture, strollers. So what can you do to reduce the effects of off-gassing? Well, the good news is houseplants can absorb VOCs. So just fill your home with lots of live plants. The University of Georgia recommended one plant per 100 square feet of living space in a study that they conducted. Open your windows, turn on your ceiling fans, air out your home. Use HEPA filters whenever you can. Some people believe that diffusing 100% pure essential oils in a cold air diffuser will help cleanse the air in their home. Make sure if you do that, that you're using pure essential oils, not those that you find in the grocery store. Know the source of your oils. The best approach to keeping your home safe and free as possible from VOCs is to educate yourself about what chemicals cause the most off-gassing, what products have the most of those chemicals in them, and just to avoid bringing any more of those things into your home. That's all I have for today. I hope this has been informative for you. Thank you again for joining me. If you like these podcasts, check back again, follow us, and share this with your friends. Till next time, I'll leave you with this reminder. Always remember to take time for you.